WLEN Adrian HD2 W243AD 96.5 The Cave.
96.5 The Cave. Lenawee County Sports. Broadcasting live from the heart of Lenawee County, Michigan. This is Inside the Cave on 96.5 FM and 965thecave.com. Sports talk radio with a local angle, where we give opinions and analysis on what's happening in the world of sports, interview area coaches and players, and get you ready to start your day.
Good morning.
Now grab a flashlight, hiking boots, and a compass, because it's time to go Inside the Cave.
Good morning, you are Inside the Cave, 96.5 FM, 965thecave.com. Ian Wentz, Andrew Morton here with you on a Friday. It's going to be a great day. It's going to be a fun day here on the Cave. A few things to talk about. I have an interesting Lions question we'll get to later in the show, related to Hard Knocks and the hype around the Lions, those types of things.
I'd say I feel like it's a common Lions question for you. I feel like you're always asking this.
We got to be ready for it. and I'll give people a chance to think about this before we get to the topic. It's what if we're being gaslit by the Lions? And I mean, not necessarily them, but like Hard Knocks is making them look a certain way.
Well, that's how it's supposed to be.
Right.
It's the reasoning for Hard Knocks.
And you know, Vegas, all this money coming into Vegas, and everyone loves the Lions and the over in terms of number of wins. So we'll talk about that. We will get a preview from Mr. Saints over there about how football camp is going.
Yep.
Talk about the Lions' second preseason game and a big deal in the Big Ten with their media.
Yeah.
Being announced yesterday. We're talking billions with a B.
Over a billion.
Yeah. Well, was it multiple, 7 years, yeah, seven billion?
Yeah, I think a billion a year.
Crazy. And we'll let you know what's going on for the fall right here on the Cave. And we have a busy weekend and a fun start to the week. So we'll run through that, tell you what you can expect from us right here on the Cave. We do have a change with our high school football schedule.
Oh.
With one game getting moved, we were able to add another game. So we can tell people about that in a little bit.
Spice things up a little bit.
Yep. And the best part about Friday right now for me personally this morning is that the Cave email is not working. And that's great because John Roberts texted us last night. He goes, there's a lot of stuff in the Cave email, a lot of local stuff. And I'm like, that's great. It won't let us log in. So I'm just going to keep refreshing it.
I do have some scores here from some soccer games last night.
Okay.
Lenawee Christian, top Blissfield, Blissfield in soccer, 8-0. They won there, and then Clinton beat SMCC 1-0 to start their season 5-2. So there's two soccer scores that I have.
All right, good, nice. That's great research.
What I could find there for that. So
they probably tagged us on Twitter, right?
I would. Yeah.
Or you just happen to see those. All right, we do have a Mud Hen score. Actually, they were in Columbus again yesterday. It was a 7-run, 8th inning for Toledo to pull them away and beat the Clippers 9-4. The Mud Hens had 12 hits to score those 9 runs. Kreidler with a double. Davis had a double. As well as Spencer Torkelson also with a double, still hanging out there in Toledo. Gonzalez got the start. 5 innings, 6 hits given up, 3 runs, 3 earned. A strikeout and 3 walks. Getting the win, Castillo pitched an inning in relief for the Hens. They stay in Columbus to take on those same Clippers tonight?
Staying on kind of Tigers and minor league, Jackson Job, the number one overall prospect, got moved up from single A Lakeland to single A West Michigan. So he is now in high A baseball up there in West Michigan, who's actually playing some pretty good ball lately. So,
all right. And, you know, as soon as I get this email working, that will be great. And we can add him to the update. But this hour of the show being brought to you by DNP Communications. No matter how small or large your business is.
It was big, but like at the same time, it seemed like just over a 6-inch.
They're there to help you manage communication better, from internet and phone solutions to managed IT. They're there to help. Contact an experienced business solutions consultant today, d-pcomm.com. DNP Communications, connecting you to what matters most.
I haven't heard any of those, by the way.
Oh, there's a couple.
Since you've added them, I think I heard one the first day you had them in because you were on.
I think it was last Friday.
I wasn't on last Friday, but I listened.
I thought
you were
going to be, and I added them, and then Pat was like, I'm on with you today. Oh, okay. So, yeah, there's a few good ones there.
Okay, I have some more scores here. I've been digging over here.
Okay.
What was yesterday? Okay. Never mind. That was from 2 days ago.
Because the white cream is going to come out of it.
So a score from yesterday you have? Or 2 days ago?
Yeah, the Adrian Maples girls swim team. Was at Dundee. Swim and dive team traveled over there for their season opener. And they were defeated 106-76. State cut times were reached by the 200 medley relay of Emily Hess, Eleanor Andre, Emily Pino, and Ella Salenbein. Salenbein also made the state cuts for the 50 and 100 freestyle. So, some swim and dive there.
This is riveting radio.
All right, so I want to turn our attention as I continue to try to log into our sports at 965thecave.com email. I love it how we tell coaches to send us information, and apparently they send a lot, and we can't access it.
Yeah, so now we can. Now
that's pretty cool. I'm very
happy about that.
Yeah.
Squirting out the top.
All right, so Andrew spends a good deal of time with that Siena program. Had football coach Matt Cohn keeping you around.
Yep.
You were helping out the offensive line.
Yeah.
Last year, which I thought hilarious. If people know what you look like.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, now you're coaching the wideouts. Tell us how that's going, and we'll sort of get a feel for how camp has been. That's why you've sort of been distant and moving around for different shows.
Yeah, it's been great. So freshmen moved in last Friday was the first camp for them, or was the first day for them with some veterans, and worked with them, kind of getting them acclimated to the playbook and everything. And then first practice for the whole team was Sunday, when the other veterans moved in. But it's been really good. Freshmen are learning very fast. They are very attentive this year. A lot of them are wanting to learn and get out on the field, and definitely some of the freshman wide receiver. I mean, we have three guys that are just way ahead than we even thought in talent wise and just being able to learn the playbook. So it's very nice to have that, because I mean, you can only coach so much without them doing it themselves at the same time. So
what kind of, I know the NCAA is a little weird and different in terms of how you can practice, when you can practice. What's it like with NAIA? A little different? Or
it was a change this year, so you can only have 3 hours of, like, hitting.
Practice?
Per day.
Okay.
So per day you can only have 3 hours of hitting. So what we changed this year is we go, so we have a 2-hour practice in the morning, but an hour of that is just walkthrough. Just walkthrough, learning every, like going through what we're going to install that day, going through different plays, going through things that guys are still confused on. And then obviously just a big stretching period. And then about 40 minutes to an hour of just more live stuff, more, you know, not fully hitting, but more just like, you know, helmets and shoulder pads. And then in the afternoon, that's when we go full pads and, you know, it's full go and everything. And we have a 2-hour practice in the afternoon for that.
Huh. What's, well, I'm going to give a standard cliched question and then you'll probably give a standard cliched answer. What's the attitude and sort of demeanor and, you know, direction of the team looking like?
Great.
Yeah.
I mean, it's looking great, but being there last year and kind of, I was more on the outside looking in because I showed up like first day of camp, knew nobody except one person, the offensive coordinator, who now is the offensive coordinator, Bowl. That's the only person I knew in the entire place. So it was kind of more me just looking on the outside looking in. And then now this year, it looks a lot better. A lot more leaders that have stepped up. A lot more people that just actually seem like they want to be there to play, be there to win, and just want to be a part of the program and win football games.
A lot of teams, college, some in the pros, but not too much. Teams each season sort of adopt a slogan or mantra or a, you know, little phrase. Does Siena do that type of thing?
Yeah, this was last year they didn't, but the players, there's like a leadership group of like 25 like veterans, and they adopted One Heart, basically to like, basically mean just one team, one heart. We're gonna beat together. We're gonna win together. We're gonna lose together. We're gonna fail together. We're just gonna do everything together. And every day, there's usually like about two, three guys from each position group that go up and just talk about what that means to them, about like ownership, trust, and just what one heart means to them. And then basically talk about the team, give a little presentation about it. And I think that's a big change from last year also, just kind of putting themselves out in front of the team and saying what that motto means to them there.
So what's sort of the plan moving forward? You've kind of been in camp mode for 2 weeks. This is week three next week?
We're ending week one. It was kind of the first week was more just getting ready for camp, like the coaches and us.
Okay.
The coaches and everything. And then obviously freshmen moved in Thursday, started camp Friday. So we really started camp Friday. So this is, today is like our first full week of camp with the freshmen and some of the veterans. And then Sunday will be the first full week of camp. And we're going to have like a little inter-squad scrimmage, probably just depending on how things go the next 2 days. And then next week will be our last week of camp fully. And then the week after that, we'll start preparing for September 3rd. Our first
right,
game.
So yeah, you're talking 21st. You'll get the whole team this weekend?
Yeah.
Okay. And then a full week of camp with another everybody, and then a regular week of practice.
Yeah.
Starting the 28th.
Yeah.
That Sunday.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll have that day off Sunday probably, and then we'll start Monday again. We'll get on like our normal practice schedule there. Just in the next week, it's a little different because it's welcome week for freshmen. So next week, it's kind of like we get an extra week to prepare for week one because we're going to just basically have all the veterans there, the guys there, more than likely going to be starting. I mean, there's a few freshmen that it sucks that they're going to have to miss that because some of them are getting the opportunities week one, but now they have to take a week off to go do other things for the school, and it sucks in that situation there, especially when some positions have a higher dose of freshmen at them and only like two or three veterans. And you're like, oh, wow, you're going to be repping a lot the next week.
Right. Yeah. And that could obviously benefit that upperclassman who may have been in a battle with a freshman.
Yeah.
At least to start.
Yeah. You know,
at least week one. But, yeah, I mean, that's part of being a freshman. Yeah. You got to go to orientation and all those.
Got to do all the welcome week
things.
Stuff and
yeah.
trips and.
Yeah. Bringing back memories there. For sure. So, yeah, what's. You know, maybe he'll shoot in a text, but how's Coach Cohn been?
He's been good. Again, like I said, it just seems a lot different there. The coaches just have a better bond overall than last year, where it's not more or less offense versus defense, but, you know, us playing off the defense and the defense playing off us when we go together. And it's not, you know, us against them or them against us. It's just, again, all together with it. And things are seeming a lot well. We seem a lot moving at a lot faster pace, learning wise, than we were last year. So I work with him more now than I did last year because I'm with the wide receivers and he's with the quarterbacks.
Sure.
So he seems great.
What's it, man? I've watched a few games. I've called a couple games. I called the spring game. Just how good is. I don't want to mess up his first name. Isn't it Eric Williams?
Eric. Oh, he. So, I'll try to describe. It's an everyday thing. I'll try to describe this as good as I can.
Okay.
So we were going, you know, 7-on-7. If you don't know what that is, you know, it's your three wide receivers, usually your tight end, running back, and quarterback, and then it's against the linebackers and the defensive backs. And we go that usually every day. We run our plays, they run their coverages, and it's just a good back and forth. So you about every day now, he is poised to just make a catch that makes no sense. But about 2 days ago, I would say, he legitimately made a catch that looked like it was from a video game. He had the corner on him, trailing him, and he had the safety coming over the top on him. It was in the end zone. It was a ball that went through the safety's hands, and he just came down with it somehow. It made no sense. It went.
Put his arms out.
No, he didn't. His arms were like on his body, and the safety's arms were over him, and the corner was trailing him with both arms over him, and he ended up with the ball somehow. Like, he is legitimately probably the best player on the field when we're on offense. When either team is when we're against the defense and our offense, he's the best player on the field.
Yeah. Wow. And
he's just that athletic.
And you didn't want to say it, but a poor, ill-advised throw by the quarterback to put him in that spot.
No, it was not a bad throw at all. It just great defense and an even better catch.
All right. Man. Yeah. I've seen things, and sometimes it's just get the guy the ball.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a situation where he has to go down the field to make a play. You throw a screen his way.
Yeah.
You know, you run a little slant or a little curl. Football is pretty simple. It's get the ball to your best players in space.
Yeah.
And I mean, sometimes not in space, as you laid out with that catch.
And he's making a catch like that every day. Like yesterday, made a catch. Almost same exact situation, but it was a little bit more out in front of him, and he has had to, you know, extend his arms for it and just make an amazing catch. But he's always 2-3 steps in front of those corners. He's just that fast and that good, and he can play any three of the wide receiver positions. You can put him inside. Last year, he was inside mostly. This year, maybe going to be outside more than likely just because we retained more guys than we did last year. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, good. And it makes you look better, too, as a coach.
Yeah.
Right?
Makes us look like we're teaching something.
That's right. Way to go. Just what I told you to do. Well, there's your little Saints preview. I am feverishly trying to log into this bleeping email, and it's just not letting me do it. So we're going to have to move on. I sent a text to our engineer, so we'll see if we can get it there.